I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's strong reaction today to President Obama's decision to make public secret Bush administration memos on torture. The American Civil Liberties Union fought for the disclosure and hails the move, but the former director of the CIA and the former attorney general, both members of the Bush administration, accuse Mr. Obama of making America less safe. As for whether anyone will be prosecuted for torture, the president appeared to absolve CIA interrogators who are acting in good faith. What he intends for others higher up in the Bush administration isn't clear. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Here's what the president's statement says about prosecution. In releasing these memos, it is our intention to assure those who carried out their duties relying in good faith upon legal advice from the Department of Justice that they will not be subject to prosecution.
People are focusing on this line in which he suggests that interrogators who relied in good faith on legal advice won't be prosecuted.
Jamil Jaffer directs the National Security Project at the ACLU.
But I think it's important to recognize that the statement doesn't say anything about the architects of the torture program. There's nothing in that statement that suggests that the architects of the torture program won't be investigated and shouldn't be prosecuted. And even with respect to the interrogators themselves, it's only interrogators who relied in good faith on legal advice who are protected. And I think there's a real question whether reliance on these kinds of memos, which are spurious on their face, the legal reasoning is spurious on its face, could have been reliance in good faith.
Furthermore, Jaffer says, some of the interrogations took place before the memos were even written. Jaffer says he hopes President Obama's statement was not meant to head off or preclude a full investigation and the appointment of a special prosecutor.
We certainly haven't given up on the issue of accountability. And ultimately, you know, if President Obama makes the mistake of cutting off a criminal investigation here before that investigation has even begun, well, then I think that ultimately this issue will be left to foreign courts, which would be, I think, very sad for the United States if the only accountability for this kind of torture program was accountability that was obtained in foreign courts rather than inside the United States.
Already in Spain, there's been an attempt to bring charges against Bush administration officials for alleged complicity in torture. But Scott Silliman of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University is skeptical anything will come of it.
We recall that Belgium tried to bring war crimes charges against General Tommy Franks. Germany also imposed charges under their extraterritorial statutes. In both cases, the United States government, through political pressure, shut it down. And what I'm hearing with regard to Judge Garzon, the Spanish Attorney General is saying, we will not move forward on this case.
But international law professor Philippe Sands doesn't think it's that clear-cut. He detailed the alleged case against top Bush administration officials in his book Torture Team. He thinks that if the United States fails to investigate responsibility for crimes of torture, then foreign courts will feel compelled to. But Sands thinks President Obama realizes that and is choosing his language carefully.
You know, I watched him give an interview on the Spanish version of CNN in which he was asked explicitly about the possibility of criminal investigations in Spain. And what he said was, as he has said before, his instinct is that it is sensible to move forward and not to look back. But he said, this will be sorted out over time.
Sands takes that to mean that President Obama does recognize the need for a national accounting at some point. What form it might take and how far off it may be, nobody knows. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.